This is Jose Antonio Bowen. I'm here at Shepherd University. Teaching is really hard, and faculty are experts in content. And so we're a little weird. We know, right? We love our subjects, and we often forget that our students don't know what we know. They're not as exposed to what we know. They don't already love our subject. So teaching is a design problem. When do I say this? When do I do that? When do I do which assignment? What's the sequence of things? Everybody's in a different place. How do I design to be more inclusive? What I try to help faculty with is thinking about teaching is not just content delivery, but teaching as a design problem. So I often say that instead of thinking of ourselves as professors, we should think of ourselves as being cognitive coaches. We are helping the students to do the work. There are really two parts. One is there are techniques. There are things that people can do to make their assignments clearer and better. But it's also a mindset, right? It's the mindset that, in fact, learning involves emotions. It involves caring and thinking that you matter, and that those are actually the job of a teacher is yes, to know content, and yes, to design right delivery, but also to recognize that motivating humans to do the work is part of the job. So hopefully they learn a few techniques and specific ways of doing it, but it's also a mindset that this matters, that motivating other people to do the work is part of the job.
Is this generation of students in general different, not just because of COVID, in the way they learn and the way you have to reach them?
So human beings do all learn in a pretty much the same way, but the generations are different, right? Threat response has dramatically changed for millennials. They grew up in 9/11. And COVID has now radically changed the generation, right? They had less social exposure at exactly the moment when they needed it, right? In high school, when they were young adults. So adolescents care deeply about relationships, and they were denied that. So the evidence we're getting is that they're less comfortable in groups. They're more comfortable breaking up by text. So their behaviors are different. Their psychology is different. They're also younger. They have different references. You know, they know different TV shows and music. And so since we mostly teach through analogy, we have to be cognizant that our message may not be getting across. And so understanding that students start in a different place is critical to what we now do as teachers.
Jim Brumall in the history department. And I came, I think, especially because of the generation that has gone through the pandemic and COVID, I think just needs new strategies for teaching and learning. And I thought Professor Bowman would, you know, offer some insights in that regard. I think from today, there's a number of like small tweaks that would be pretty instrumental in changing the nature of how I do things. The introductory video, for instance, is a pretty easy ask, but something that I think could be executed really quickly. Integrating technology in the more seamlessly way into the classroom seems like another sort of easy way to engage students a little bit further. Most of my students are non-majors in the 1 and 200 level classes, and so I'm always trying to find a way to meet them, you know, at on the ground at their level.
My name is Heidi Dobish, and I came to learn new ways of teaching, and I love opportunities to be creative, because think outside the box, and it doesn't happen in a vacuum. I usually go to the internet and whatever to see what's on there, but it's nice to have what he's done and his way of showing that ways in which we could engage students.
My name is Laura Robertson. I'm in biology, and I came to this workshop to learn about different ways to connect with students, especially considering the disruption due to COVID. And I have gained some new tools for working with and connecting with students who are nervous and were shy in classes. I teach in a really interactive way, and I ask students questions and expect them to answer. And so some of these tools are useful ways to get students to respond and interact who wouldn't feel comfortable interacting out loud and in person.